Hello.
Sam?
Hey Mike, this is Sam. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah, I can hear you.
All right, so now is a good time to talk.
Yeah. I'm sorry about before. I just
No
I had a couple
problem.
things going on.
No problem. I do understand that. No
Okay,
problem.
so when we left off is we were discussing the keywords, and so what you're saying to me is once you approve the content, you're going to present the keywords for us for approval.
Of course. If you want me to display, that's fine. Otherwise, you are saying you feel comfortable to see the optimized keywords content properly. So you can give me a time till tomorrow or day after tomorrow. I will share with you the proper optimized content, and you will review that, and you will give me your approval, whatever your feedback would be.
That'd be
This,
fine.
yeah, basically, I shared the way what we follow, but. If you're not comfortable with that, no issue with that. I will follow your, because I need to, put you at a comfortable feel. So definitely I will follow the way where you comfortable. So I will go ahead and optimize the keyword in the content, and I will show you that. No problem.
That'd be fine. That'd be perfect. That
Okay, that's great. But for,
is the main concern.
Okay, that's
So
great.
what we could do.
For that, sorry, I interrupt you. I'm really apologies for that.
No, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine.
For that thing, I need little time. I need to buy a little time because I need to optimize the keyword in the content. So I need 24 to 48 hours for that, right? So I hope you can provide me that. Can you?
Sure. That's fine. That's
That's
fine.
perfect. So today is Monday, right? On Wednesday, I will definitely get back to you along with the optimized keyword content in the optimized keywords content with you. Then you will share the
Perfect.
feedback here with you. No problem. Are you okay with
Perfect.
it?
That's fine. That's
Oh, that's
fine.
great. Thank you so much for the better understanding. Thank you so much.
What I also would like to ask too is I'd like to just review the demo, just go over a couple things.
Sure. Oh, let me
Let me
open
pull
that.
that up here. Let me open it up as well. Okay. All right, so I am, let me go back to, let's go back to the home page.
Sorry, I just opened the site. Just give me one second.
It's fine. Take your time. Take your time. Take your time.
Hey Mike, I'm here now. I just pulled up. Please go ahead.
Sure. So if I'm not mistaken, that should be PGI Transport V2.
Yes, you're right.
So we had let me refresh here. The first image is with a container ship, and we're actually showing port with containers, and then the second image is a combination of a ship, a train, and a truck.
On the banner you're talking about?
Yeah, the your your scrolling banner?
Yes, I'm on.
The second one is image of a city in the background.
Yes.
With a plane and a train.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the ship.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have other imagery besides that one for that slide? The reason is the background has got a map overlaying the city. And
yes. If you allow me, so I can share the link with you with these dark images, so you can find out the better image which you like mostly. So you can share with me, so I will place there. What do you think?
Are these your images or stock images?
That is a copyright free images, right? You can easily get the images from, so nobody can claim on it, right? That is a copyright free stock images. So I can share the link with you. There's the hub of the stock images. So you can easily select the image and let me know. So I will go ahead and upload them. No problem. So in this way, we can save the time. If you allow me, so I can share the link. Otherwise, I can find out the picture for you.
Okay.
Are you with me?
I'm with you. I was more in mind of seeing if you had some other imagery, but let me see what I can come up with and to make it a little bit more. That just looks that second image slide is just it looks a little bit too much for what we're trying to describe. It's got the trucks and it's got the containers and it's got a ship there, but the background of the map, there's a map that's laid into that imagery that makes it look, it doesn't look, it
no
looks
problem.
Off.
No problem.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
Problem. I understand that.
So
I just shared the link with you. That is a hub of the stock images. So whatever image you want, even map image, whatever image, you will easily find out that image, right? So if I can assist you how to use that, if you allow me, so can you check your email?
Okay. Yandex, is that where you get your images from, Yandex?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Please open that.
These are all free?
These all are free, yes. And along with the copyright free image, there's no copyright claim. Nobody can do that.
All right. So what I'll do is I'll browse through here and come up with a few images. That's fine.
Of course. And those are high resolution images.
Yes.
HD resolution. Yep. Yeah. Please go ahead for further.
Okay. So the. One of the main things that I'm concerned about is having rich content. You know, having the site has a lot of good imagery. This theme is a nice. It's nice with nice full imagery, but I want to make sure that we have. Truly enough content where it's rich and dynamic. So one of the main things is the site will be doing heavy SEO with the site.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm making sure that we have the correct content, the right content, and just even the right explanation of the company and the terminology is one of the key factors. So the like shipping services, LTL, on our homepage. We're going to fill that out with the content that you originally gave me on Friday. Bouncing around to the other pages. We're going to have pages for, like at the bottom, it's got service. You got air, flatbeds, dray containers, expedited freight, project freight specialists. Those are going to be pages, correct?
Yes, definitely. That is the inner page, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm. So, cause there's just no links on the footer. That's what my main point. I see you have the page for the flatbeds and project freight services specialists. What I'd like to do is run through some of these images and make sure that they're the images that we'd like to use. And how easy is this is it to be to make changes on the site?
You are saying how you will make the changes in the future on the site?
How easy would it be to make changes onto the site?
It would be very easy. What happened, I will provide the backend access. So in the backend, having a sections of each page, right? So you can easily go click on that page and you can easily you will have the, like on like just take example on the home about us page, having a four section on the about us page. So on the four section, if we click on the about us page in the back end, right, so you will have the four section along with the picture, along with the content. So you can easily write down the content if you want to change it, anything. If you want to change picture, you can easily upload them and it will be changed.
Is this with emulator?
Sorry, what was that?
Is this with emulator?
Emulator? You mean to say Elementor?
Yes.
Elementor, right? So Elementor is basically the custom of WordPress. As you mentioned to me, or JC mentioned to me, you don't want this side on the WordPress or the custom WordPress. If you allow me, so I can create the same site on the custom WordPress, where you can easily use Elementor and you can easily make all the changes, each and everything.
So I believe we have the $24.95 package. We have the business website package, I believe.
Yes, I guess, right. Actually, I'm not, I don't have that right now. I need to pull up your account. But, yeah, it's most probably the same package. It's not in my head. Yes, it's a business website package. Yes, I just pull up your account. Yes, it's a business website package. Yep.
It's a business website, right?
Uh-huh.
One of the main things is not having a WordPress developed site.
Okay.
If we were spending your professional package, maybe to your elite package, maybe. With anything more than that,
Actually, what happened? Let me explain you the thing. I think it's having a confusion. What happened in the WordPress or custom sites, right? And custom WordPress, you can see what you're talking about. And second one is a custom WordPress, which is totally custom. There is nothing like a template base or nothing like a pre-template backend of the WordPress, right? We need to develop that. It looks like a WordPress backend, but it's a custom WordPress. And a third is the PHP start form, which is a totally 100% customization. I hope you're aware about the PHP start form.
What backend are you going to use with the PHP?
Sorry?
What backend are you going to use with PHP?
Different backends, right? Most probably we use Laravel.
you're going to use Larval.
Uh-huh. And we use a normal other platforms as well, right? Which is, it depends on the website, right? And it depends on our developer which platform they want to use for the particular website, which is suitable for the website, so we use those one. Mm-hmm.
The WordPress and custom WordPress is a custom template. A template is a template. Every template that's in WordPress, if I'm not mistaken, is the same template.
WordPress. Let me explain you what happened, right? The thing which you're talking about, that is, you are absolutely right. Only WordPress has some template, which is normally we just design it on the WordPress and it's pre-designed template, right? And custom site, it means like you create a site, right, by your own and upload it on the WordPress by the coding, by the HTML coding. You can say the HTML to WordPress. That is called a custom thing, a custom WordPress.
Yeah, HTML. And those people who don't know any better, that serves them well.
Sorry?
WordPress, for the customers that don't know any better, that serves
uh-huh.
them well.
Okay.
And one of the things is WordPress is not ASP. And even PHP is powerful.
Uh-huh.
PHP is definitely powerful, but it's not ASP. It's not a debt. It's not a dot.
.net, ASP, .net.
It's not anything. It's not a .dot nuke, which nobody's developing in. You know, but I'm just saying, like, there's a difference, and
there's too many languages like a .dot node, .dot js. You can say 3.js is also a language, right? So it's too many languages. It seems like you have quite knowledge about that, right? Are you a developer or are you in this field since long time? It seems like you're talking about, because nobody knows about the JS node, .node, ASP.NET, .node and 3.js or JS thing.
I got into programming when Flash, before Flash got heavy. If you understand what I mean. I'm talking about
since
98 to 2000. 2000. Yeah, I'm pre 2000. So I'm from Java, and anything object oriented I'm into. So currently right now I'm in Python right now.
Python, oh great, fabulous. So in 2000 we're working in the Flash system. So how old are you, by the way, if you don't mind, may I ask?
I'm old. You could tell I'm old if I'm talking about this that language. I'm old.
Like, you're talking about 2000, right? So I was thinking like you are more than, like, if I may not wrong, is you are more than 50 plus, I guess. Am I right?
Yes. So I have the background, and I have the graphic design background. Everything is pixel perfect, if you understand.
Mm-hmm.
Pixel perfect is, that's, are you familiar with Full Sail? Full Sail, F-U-L-L, Sail, like sail, boat?
Oh, Full Sail, honestly saying, I don't know about that.
Full Sail is a multimedia school. They do film, recording, and digital media.
Okay.
They provide bachelors, associates, the bachelors. They, it's the a lot of a lot of people in the industry with music, film, and digital media come from that school.
Okay. I didn't know about that.
Do some research. FULLSAIL.
I just opened that, right? It's a university in Florida, Winter Park.
Yes, Winter Park, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
I got you.
As I left school, I worked at that school too as well. So I also am into film.
Great.
I'm into editing in film. So I have a multimedia background. And
great.
I did not want to offend or be rude in any way with the discussion of the WordPress. And once Jimmy made me aware of the process of what was going on, I was a little bit concerned,
mm-hmm.
as you could tell. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I did not want to come in and totally upset you, upset the process and the development. So I just want to be clear, how I'm looking at things is making sure things are done right.
Okay.
And if documentation is one of the big things for me. I love outlining things out, especially for needs and whatever is needed.
Okay.
I have no problem with working with you with the content and helping to get the content to where it is. I also understand too that within limits, you're only able to do so much too, and I'm not going to expect you to do things without within reason.
Okay.
Right?
Uh huh. No problem.
So I would just ask if we can work to maybe develop a nice relationship, a great relationship, to where I'm not saying everything is not going to go the right way, but just making sure that we're all on the same page. And
sure.
And I so appreciate you, and I thank you for your time too, for and your day to help go through some things. Just one of the things that we wanted to make sure is that all of our needs are met, and I believe that you guys can help with that. But I just wanted to confirm that that our design wasn't going to be in the WordPress, and you solved that already, and said it was going to be with PHP and Marvel, and I'm fine with that as well. Would appreciate if our content was correct. The imagery is fine, but I really would like to get our content being the first priority over imagery and over the little minute things. So our optimization is key.
Okay, what happened?
We're gonna.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
We want to develop. I'm developing a plan for our socials. We have very limited socials now, but I want those socials to tie in with our SEO to make everything complete. So one of those things, as you can see, the content is the key factor. I'm going to review what we have here, and one of the things, too, is I went and I made some edited changes to the content. And I'd like you to review the changes that I made. And I basically, the phrasing, the terms, and the, some of the grammar was incorrect. So and the reason I'm going through this whole long spiel is that I don't want you to, when I send you that, I don't want you to say, "Oh my God, these guys are crazy," you know. And that's why I want to develop. And as long as we're on the same page,
Yes, you are right.
You'll see the edited changes that I made, and maybe we can discuss them later in the week. You know, give you time, or when we get back together, we can discuss it, and you can see some of the changes. And it's not, it's got enough, it's basically grammar and punctuation.
Yes, I do understand that.
Okay, so I'm gonna do the same thing with this other stuff that you sent me now. I'm gonna take a couple of day and a half to review it, and again, we'll get back on Wednesday. Would you like to call me?
What I will do, like tomorrow before the day end, I will drop an email for the best possible time on Wednesday, and then we will meet on that time then on Wednesday. That's fine.
If you want to do the same time on Wednesday, we can.
Yes, most probably on Wednesday on the same time.
Is that easier for you?
Yes, it is. It is. Definitely it is. And
okay,
I will confirm you by email till tomorrow, right? I will drop an email with the confirmation for the Wednesday time.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Right. And what we can do now, we will go ahead and optimize the content along with the keywords, and I will share with you. And as you mentioned to me, like pictures you want to change, right? And I share with you the link, right? So you can select the picture and share with me. I will go ahead and change that. If you want to discuss some more changes right away, so you can. Otherwise, if you don't want to, then what we will do on Manage, we will talk about again about the content, and then we will go from there. It's up to you.
Let's do something different. Let's do something different. Let's hold off on the keywords right now. Okay.
Okay.
We'll finish it your way, and what we'll do is, I'm very flexible, Sam.
Right. Thank you.
I'd like to send you the update, the revised edit that I'd like to show you with the first content. I'll do the same for the second. I'll send them over, and send me a time on tomorrow when you're available for Wednesday, and then we can review everything on Wednesday. How does that sound?
That's perfect, right? That's great. You can share with me. That would be the fantastic idea.
Good, good. Or what we can do is, how about I send you, I'll revise everything between now and tomorrow I'll send it to you for you to review, and then we could discuss it on Wednesday.
Yes, that's a great idea, I think.
I'll send everything at once so everything's together.
That's a great idea, right? And I want to just confirm one thing. Jesse and Jimmy will not be any point of contact anymore, or you will be the only one from onwards the point of contact?
Yes, we'll still continue the updates with the message. But yes, I will be the prime contact now, they'll be able to be updated just via our communication back and forth.
That's great. No problem. I will contact with you, right? I will keep Jesse and Jimmy in the message track, so they know about what
Perfect.
We are contacting, right? No problem. So till Wednesday, I will confirm you the time till tomorrow, right? What time will be better for the conversation on Wednesday, right? And we will go from there, right? And I want to discuss last thing, right? As you were talking about, you are flexible, you are comfortable with the custom PHP platform, which is Laravel and WordPress. So, if, as you mentioned to me, right, you want the site on the Elementor. So, if you allow me, so I can create the same site on the Elementor.
No. That wasn't. That's fine. We don't have to. I don't want to create any more problems than we need. As long as we're doing Laurel and PHP, that's fine. That's not a problem. Let's stick with that, and we'll be good.
Oh, okay, that's great. If you are comfortable with that, that's great. No issue with that. We don't move that side. Okay, so let's wait. Anything else, Mike, I can help you with? And you know what? Really nice talking with you, and I really appreciate it how flexible you are, the way you are speaking with me. I really appreciate it. That's a great thing. I really appreciate it. I really like it.
Thank you.
Wait, so anything else I can help you with, Mike, go on today or tomorrow? Anything else I can help you?
Nope. You enjoy your day. Thank you again.
Thank you so much, and let's talk on one Wednesday. I will confirm the time tomorrow.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mike. Take care, man. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.